Let's hit it.
Static.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, it's Miles.
Hey, Miles, how's it going?
Good.
What's up, water buffalo? Bonnie.
Out in the front yard.
Bonnie, what are you doing?
I'm in the front yard tonight.
You're in the front yard.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the chair and,
Yes.
You might hear a lot of other noises and stuff.
Coming from your bowels or what?
Here comes a car.
There you go. They drive pretty fast in your neighborhood there.
Well, it is the hood, yes. It's good to drive by, yes.
Yeah, okay. Are you scared out there, you know? Going to get shot at or anything?
Well, I think I'm okay. It's getting dark now, so I think I'll be okay.
Okay. Just checking. I don't know.
Just watching the rabbits and stuff.
You're out rubbernecking in the front yard there.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you if you've written off for your... pull your wanker, or whatever that hot sauce is that you were looking for.
I did, yes, I did.
Punch your daddy.
Whoever did whatever website you told me to, punch your daddy or something.
Right, yeah.
Hot sauce. I did not get a response. So.
Oh, you sent an email to that email address?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you got to wait. Those guys don't check as often, you know, as,
oh,
I do. So you got to wait and see what happens, so.
Oh, I see. Huh.
I'm surprised you took some initiative there. I'm surprised I didn't have to type it out for you.
Next time, could you do that, though?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. I'm like, oh, geez.
That was a lot of work for me to cut and paste.
Yeah, I cannot. That's right. I had to type that address in, which anybody can write to. It's insignificast@gmail.com if you want to write the...
They won't check it, though. I mean, you can
They won't necessarily respond to you, but that's...
Death threats, love notes.
Neither
not really,
here nor there, if you ask me. But, you know,
yeah.
Whatever. Another car.
Yeah, we're doing a count here. There's two.
There's two cars. With drivers.
How many cars in the hood?
Any of those stolen yet? Any stolen cars yet?
Well, they could use some repair. So. Some noticeable dents and things.
Okay, no problem. Well, that's good. I'm glad you got that off there. Do you know those guys? I want to tell you. It seems like we're going back and forth here with the Insignificant guys, but I sent you the link. Did you ever get to listen to that?
I can't get on it. I'm using this ancient technology.
Oh, that's right. Well,
I cannot bring that up. So give me the Clef notes on it.
All right. Well, the show was called Miles Autograph.
Right.
And I don't know how you do it. You're such a lazy ass.
Yeah.
And yet, people still want to help you. Maybe that's why. You're like a baby. You're helpless. You're a helpless little infant, and they just can't help themselves. It's like there's a kitten, and it's running in the road. You got to do something. That's you. You are a kitten in the road.
I suffer from sloth.
Yeah, that's right.
Slaw.
You know, you need. Oh, hey, you need some hot sauce? We'll help you out. Oh yeah, we got punch your munchkin or whatever.
Right, I tell you, they do this. I'm gonna send them something if they do it.
Oh well, they tell, and I can't remember the name of the guy, but maybe you can. You'll if I say this, maybe you'll remember who it is. So they're like, oh, Miles needs to come down because this guy from the you're trying to get all those autographs from the '85 Super Bowl Bears.
Yeah.
He's in jail down there in Louisiana, not too far from
him.
Oh,
really?
For molestation of a student or something.
Figure out who that is.
I don't. They said, and I can't remember.
Call up right now.
I can't call people at your. I'm not at your beck and call.
Call their show right now. Just call them right now.
I could probably bring up the show to listen, but That's about it. Here, let me talk amongst yourselves here.
I'm trying to think who that was. There's a few of them in trouble, but I don't know if they'd be in Louisiana going to jail.
He was a coach somewhere, and he got in trouble recently at a school. So.
He was a coach somewhere. Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miles Autograph, where'd that go?
I don't know. I'm not going to make fun of those guys. I made fun of one of them, and like another one read it and was like a little pissed off with me, so I'm not going to even...
Who made fun of what? What?
I might have made fun of a guy who just got out of the pen for dealing drugs, and I was making jokes about it. One of his teammates read it, or I don't know if it really was his teammate.
Nice.
He didn't think it was particularly funny that
hey,
I would make fun of this guy.
Well, no, they're just saying...
We're both gangsters.
Yeah.
I said we're both gangsters. I go, he's a drug dealer, and I'm a lyrical gangster.
Oh, there you go. Hey, let me listen
to
this
one. That was not cool.
Hold on, I'm listening here. You can't hear this, but I can. Oh, hold on, I got it here. I found it. I found the name. I'm listening to it. Oh, I'm so close. He's 48 years old.
Yeah.
Hold on, Crowley High School.
What is it?
I still haven't got to the name yet, sorry.
Oh, you damn rednecks. Man, just come up with a name.
I'm working on it. Jeez, I didn't write it down, for Christ's sake. You got me doing your work. All right, here we go. I'm listening. Oh, damn it there. I'm talking about cigars. Hold on. Brian Artigos. You hear me, Miles?
Yeah. What's his name?
Brian Artigos.
There's no such person as that name.
Yeah, he's part of the Bears, evidently.
No, sorry.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. No, I know all the names. That would not be a name. I'm sorry. That's a completely fictitious, made-up story.
What?
I will Google this later. I'm sure this is some kind of fantasy these guys have. There's no way that.
I
just found out there's a dead Saints player that's buried up here. I was going to try to find that guy's grave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a picture of it. What did I say? Artigos? What did I say? What did I just say?
The last name can't be right. I don't remember anyone. Artigoat. What? Brian Artichoke. It was Brian Artichoke, I swear to God.
Artigos.
No, I don't. It was Brian Piccolo. Back from the grave.
Let me look here. I don't know. I can't. I don't know. You have to listen to it, but that's what he's saying. The guy's like incarcerated. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we write to him?
I suppose you could if you find it. You have to write to those guys to find out more info. But
I'll just Google it.
Yeah, you Google it, Mr. Google.
If he's on the team, I will get his autograph while in prison.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
You could trade a pack of smokes.
Yeah, hell yeah, I'll bring in Smidge. I'm like, hey, listen, take this bony motherfucker. Whatever you want, man.
I think he likes women. I think that's why he's in trouble.
He's Baskin Robbins, man. He's got 31 flavors, man.
Smidge. Poor Smidge.
Well, no, he's been talking shit about me on Facebook, man. Come on.
Okay, I don't know. I don't pay attention to these things.
No, come on. Don't be like, oh, I don't know. Come
what? Has he been talking shit? I don't know.
Come on. What is this? Come on.
What? You got to explain it to me. I don't pay attention.
First you pull this, and you don't like my ghost picture from last week, and then...
Well, that wasn't a ghost picture. There was no ghost in that picture. It was basically mud.
I went to a haunted location.
Give me the story. Let's hear about it.
I went to a haunted location yesterday that is probably, as you look up, like, ghosts in this area, it's supposed to be, like, the hot spot, right?
There's a pair of Hanes that I had back in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're haunted.
And, so I went there. I was shooting some pictures. I didn't see anything. I did not sense anything.
I'm going to bring that picture up while you're talking.
Okay, I took a picture of a ditch, if you will, that's like a nice, like, steep cliff, and then there's, like, some grassy ditch.
Oh, my God, Manny's got this picture of this woman's cleavage, like, really close.
Manny is.
Look at that. This lady's, like, got her boob stick in the camera. Anyway.
Who likes it? And, Manny likes it.
Sorry. Well, that's the first thing that came up. Hit. I'm like, it's like when I cannot, you know, look at this Facebook. If I look at your feed here. Oh, wait, here's a guy who's doing his wife, I guess, with his laptop on her back, and she's looking at the phone. They're both on Facebook saying they like it. So there you go.
Oh, I saw that picture. Yeah, that's a funny picture.
Yeah, that's a funny picture. Go ahead. You're at a haunted place. I'm still trying to find the damn picture.
And I took a picture, right? So I didn't think much of it. And I got home. I was looking at it. I wasn't going to really post these. But then I saw there's, like, this big red substance at the bottom of the frame.
It's just, like, red mud.
No, but that red mud wasn't there.
Oh, well, you need to have another picture with no red mud in the same picture. Like, two pictures in a row.
It didn't exist.
So you say... You say on here, there's a ghost at the bottom. You see there's a red color. I'm like, yeah, it's fucking mud.
Right. No, it's not the mud. That red orb. That huge red orb.
All right. How do I know you just don't have a urinary tract infection and you just been peed all over that area?
I'm telling you, man, that is the real deal. I knew it. I knew I was onto something.
So, but see, you need to have a picture without it. You say these pictures were taken like 2 seconds apart. One's got a red orb and the other one doesn't.
Well, I didn't know I was getting a red orb, though.
So, yeah, I know. Well, from now on, take two pictures of everything.
That includes the slaughter game, too, because could you girls just stay close together, just really close?
I'm trying to get an orb.
She's looking for
a red orb.
Yes.
It looks like red mud to me. You're saying it's an orb of some kind. It's like,
but it's a semicircle. Why is it a semicircle?
Because that's where you peed. I don't know.
Wrong.
It's a ghost. It's proof of alien life forms. It could be algae. It could be red algae for all I know.
No, a semicircle like that.
Well, that's because it's at the bottom of the picture. It would be a whole circle if you'd back up a few steps.
All right. I'm telling you right now. I know what I saw.
So, Wendell, I'll back off here. You say that red was not on the picture when you took it. Is that what you're saying?
It was not visible to the human eye.
Took the picture, it looked just like mud or whatever that is there.
Yeah, it was just a creek down there. There's a creek down in this ditch, and...
And now that you took, when you looked at the picture, and it's red down there.
It's red. It's like the curse of Egypt or something, man. I'm telling you right now.
It's just like it's the sunlight reflecting off of your fat finger on the lens is what it is.
Yeah. Oh, wait, here we go. This is what I'm used to in my neighborhood.
What was that? I didn't hear anything.
A car going by. You didn't hear the bass going there?
No, I didn't hear that. I just heard the car.
Okay.
So tell me about this haunted location a little bit.
I just did. It's haunted. That's all you need to know.
No, why is it haunted? It has to have a reason.
There was a mysterious death there, and...
Anybody you were involved in? Any kind of
problem? No, this is a little bit before my time.
Okay, I didn't know, like, this series of... indecent exposure in that area or something like that.
No, I'm just, I wanted to go there. I finally found out where it was. I went there, and lo and behold, I've caught evidence.
Are you going to go call Ghost Hunters International or something? Or?
I figure if they're making money off that, I'm going to make money off it.
You should tell them. You should write in. You should say, hey, I got, it's a haunted
creep. I'm going to get my own thing going, man.
Well, or who, you know, I'm sure, hell. In your neck of woods, there's a bunch of dumb motherfuckers that go ghost hunting with you. Come on, kids, let's go out and ghost hunt.
Hey, it's fun, I got this, fun and free.
I got this great Sony camera from the year 2000.
I was using my wife's pink camera.
Oh, well, there you go. It's a reflection of the pink from the camera.
Yeah.
There goes another car. How many are we up to? Four or five?
Yeah, we've had it's about eight or nine now.
Yeah, you got a busy neighborhood.
Yeah.
So yeah, get some did you guys do any electro voice whatever encephalograms or whatever?
No, we didn't do any encephalograms.
You didn't do any EEGs or anything out there? Electrocardiograms or?
Oh, I didn't bring that expensive digital recorder with me.
Did you find like a garbage bag full of porn out there or anything?
No, but it made me want to continue on with my journey with it. So,
I ever tell you about finding a garbage bag full of porn in the woods? That's a funny story.
No, but I'd like to hear it. Go on.
No, it's anyway.
I was out hunting with my dad.
No, I used to go play. I used to go like run around the woods. Me and a friend of mine, right?
There's woods around your house? I thought that was all some. Uh oh, it's the popo. Hold on.
Now you're in trouble. He's like,
Sacro
hey,
pull for a second.
Hey, redneck.
And actually, the police walking. They're driving by.
So what are you doing? Going back inside or something?
No, I just had to zip up for a second. Okay.
In the zip.
I had to put my pants back on for a second.
Oh, great. You're standing outside in your underwear. Right. I was just going to get the paper, honest.
Get the paper. So you're out in the woods with your friend. You say, hey, let's experiment. And he's like, oh, okay.
No. We used to go, where I grew up, there was a lot of woods.
Right? I don't remember no woods around there. It was all like some farmland.
It was farmland and pastures like right by my parents' house. But if you walk down the road, not even, I don't know, maybe five or six houses, there was a big woods. So we would go down there, we'd run through the woods, and we found a garbage bag full of porno mags out in the woods.
Hey, Dad, look what we found. Oh, that's where it is. Oh, okay.
No. No, we left them out there, but yeah, it was, and they were weird ones, so it was weird.
They were weird ones.
Yeah, okay. One of them was called Family Nudist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that since, but that's what it was.
Oh my god.
It was like pictures on nude beaches or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was, who finds a bag of porn in the woods, really? Come on.
Yeah, come on. What's that about?
Yeah. What's Isn't that weird?
It's natural. It's okay.
It's natural. Yes, it was one of those weird nature kind of things. Very
Come
weird.
Come sit in my hammock.
Yeah, anyway. So, yeah. But we left it out hammock. There, so.
I'm going to sit down with me in my backyard hammock.
Evidently, somebody had a nice little spot there in the woods, and they were utilizing it a lot, I guess. I don't know.
What's all these tissues out here, Jimmy?
No, just sticky leaves. That's all.
Oh.
So yeah, well, I'm sure it was like the kid across the street from the woods or something. But
wait, hold on, wait. I want to whack it before we go back.
That's right. No, it was a little strange, but you know.
Yeah, that's weird.
That is weird, that's don't weird. You think?
Yeah, I never had that like that.
But I mean, there was your Playboys, your penthouse, and all your usuals, and then there was that one, and I can't remember. There's a couple other.
I stepped in duty
wasn't that one? We magazine, right? So
we
we.
Oh.
Oh, enchanté.
Enchanté.
Hey, you kids, get out of my garbage bag.
What are you doing in there?
What are you doing in my garbage bag?
So
it was a garbage bag.
So you guys taking it, like some poor guys got like nothing, you know? Like,
no, we didn't take it. We left it. We found it. We're like, what the hell is this? We like looked at it and then we left it there. So we put it back in the bag.
Hey, Dad, you know what we found?
No, I did not.
Hey, part of the woods. Make me a map there, Bob.
Now, give me your map, Bob. You make him sound like he's got Billy Bob teeth or something.
Me and your brother are going to go check that bag of porn out.
I got a biscuits and the mustard. Got the
Billy
Bob teeth.
We're going to be late.
So, yeah. No, we left it there. I'm like, we take that, you know, somebody's going to be, like, looking for it, you know what I mean? So.
Hey, Mac, why don't you button up your shit and let's get going, will you?
Yeah. Jeez Louise. So tell me about this haunted place now. What was the deal? What happened?
It was a bag of porn, and some people were fighting over it. They wanted the family nudist magazine.
Is that a weird name? I remember that after all these years because that was so strange. But
how old were you?
I was approximately 10 or 11 years old.
There you go.
So I could have been as young as 9, but I don't recall.
Back in 10, 11 years old. So
probably about 74. Ish.
Not quite the bicentennial yet. So
no, it was not bicentennial porn, no.
Yeah, okay. Check your tape out.
Yeah, it was probably 74, 75, somewhere there. So, yeah. Yeah.
No, this thing's like one of those lover leap stories, you know.
Oh, he jumped and that was like the red spot where he splatted.
Kind of, well, yeah. Well, not that spot, but the area in general.
Oh, okay.
But I thought I'd check it out.
I waited for that. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry.
Not like a bag of porn. Trash.
Don't worry, next weekend I'll have even a more juicier picture.
Well, what do you mean? I don't want to see you out on your front porch with your pants down around your ankles or anything.
No. I like when it was haunted cemetery after I go to Truck Fest. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're going to go to Truck Fest, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you actually going to go?
At this point, yes. As long as it's free, yes.
There you go. That's Miles.
As long as there's no admission to it, yes, I will be there, yes.
That's Miles' motto. As long as it's free, I'll be there. I'll do anything for free. Free bag of porn? All right, I'll take it.
I want you to categorize my bag of porn for me.
That's right.
Put in alphabetical order.
Seems like all the A's are stuck together.
What's this?
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah. But.
Going to Trek Fest, and you're going to go see an astronaut.
Astronaut? We were talking about astronauts off the air a little bit.
Yeah, we were talking about astronauts, yes.
You had actually met an astronaut and got
recently,
quite a
yes.
fill of.
I did. I met one of the astronauts from the last shuttle mission. Yes. It was a woman.
And you female. Asked quite a bit of questions.
I asked no questions. She was just forthcoming with answers.
Do you think they could get BBC Hour in space?
Do you guys watch the BBC? Because I would be curious in space what's happening on Earth. No, we're too busy doing experiments.
Yeah.
No, she just, it was a talk I happened to catch, and I think I mentioned this already, but anyway, she talked, you know, the big question she gets asked is how do you go to the bathroom in space, and so she talked about it, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and I were talking, and I said, oh yeah, she talked about that, you were saying, I should ask we were going to get an intern. And then you're going to send them up and ask them about how they go to the bathroom in space. And I said, no, that's something they get asked all the time. You need to ask something along the lines about the secret sex experiments they do in space. And that's where you got all upset with me.
Yeah, I thought, because then you were like, well, let's talk about menses in space or something.
Oh, that's right. I talked about that as well, yes.
Talk about menses as well. Why do I want to know that?
I said that they plan their, they you know, arrange not to have a period. What?
They plan it around the woman's cycle. It's like,
well,
we can't
no, they, you know, you, there's ways around that. But yeah, they don't have a, they don't do that in space. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read that, and then I read about the secret NASA sex tests. And then you're all upset. That's why I said we should talk about that while we're recording, because
in your secret stash out in the woods,
that's right, my garbage bag full of NASA documents that I found.
Mark, be quiet. I'm reading about this experiment.
That's
now.
Right, Mark. Shh. I keep hearing the pages crinkling.
Mark, button up the shirt. Let's go.
You know, I don't know what you got against my friend Mark and his not wanting to button his shirt, but...
He's a big fat slob like Jeff Ray. I mean, it's just like...
My friend Mark is part Inuit, I think.
I come over to this guy's apartment, and his friends are like, oh, here's my best friend in the world, Mark, right here. Right? Like, guy's got his shirt all unbuttoned like some, you know, weird Danny Terry wannabe or something. Like, what?
Definitely not like that.
What the hell is this? Like, he's, make yourself comfortable, Mark. You know?
He's always hot.
What?
He's always warm. I don't know. He's very tan.
You would button your shirt in someone's apartment, though?
I would. I would, yes.
No, come on.
Mark would not. That's not what he did.
Come on. That's a little weird, man. Come on. What is that about?
Like, I would. I do not judge.
I will not judge. Mark, you can take off your pants.
Well, he didn't take his pants off. Thank goodness. He was very tan for a fat man. I will put it. I'll tell you. He looked tan like a bodybuilder, except he was fat.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to button his shirt.
I'm okay with that.
He was a fat bronze god.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Yeah.
My friend Mark. What am I gonna? I've known him my whole life. What am I gonna say? Hey, you fat slob, button up your shirt.
There's a T-shirt. Why don't you put the T-shirt on under the shirt? We don't have to see your moobs, you know?
Hey, he did that in the winter. That was his wintertime wardrobe. In the summer, he was free and easy.
Free and easy.
What do you want? The man, he...
Oh, my God.
He was hot.
Some fat dude, shirt all unbuttoned, big belly hanging. Hey, how you doing, Miles? How you doing? You like porn? Me and Bob are just watching some porn.
He's my buddy, Mark. He's still, I don't talk to him that often, but he's still my friend.
Yeah, as you probably should not want. Yeah, I would not talk to him very often, no.
I used to talk to him every day. He was my friend.
You can make yourself comfortable, Mark, but please keep your clothes on.
I suppose I should explain a little bit. My friend Mark is a big guy.
It doesn't matter. I don't care if he's a Hulk, man.
He was like the Hulk because his shirt was always open.
You don't, come on. What is that? Come on.
So,
what the hell?
I'm not making excuses. I'm just going to give you a little background here. Yeah. My friend Mark was... You and I were relatively thin-ish... In college.
Right.
You more so than I. And Mark was a big guy back in, even at college age. He's been a big guy his whole life. He is a carpenter.
Yeah.
And he works in the elements and he works outside and so forth. He would be so tan in the summertime because he never wore a shirt.
Uh-huh.
And to dress up, he would put the shirt on in the summertime, but he would never button it because he was hot, I guess. I never really asked the question, to be honest with you.
That's just the way I like it.
Because he was, he probably would have hit me if I asked him the question. I don't know.
That's his style. He just would that's come in style. And like, hey, I'm just going to button my shirt here.
I'm not buttoning. You fuck off. I'm going to do what I want. And I'm like, all right, whatever. I'm not even going to broach the subject.
Yeah, I guess.
And I never did. I never have.
You didn't think that was weird?
You, oddly enough, at that point when you met him, no, I did not think that was weird.
I just thought it was a little weird.
I had been exposed to it for like 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
So I didn't think it was weird.
Yeah.
Now I could see where you would think it was weird now that you brought it up, but at the time, no, I mean, he'd been like that forever. We'd go bowling, he'd go bowling like that.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. There
he would
go.
Bowl here. With his shirt open.
Hey, Mark, you want to read the Sunday paper with me? Yeah. Let's share an orange.
I can't express.
I want to share an orange with you, Mark. Come here.
I can only express what I mean. His shirt was open. There wasn't one button even buttoned.
No, you're and right.
He wore no undershirt, and he was fat.
We're just two dudes just aging goals. I didn't quote Stewie. I'm stealing it from Stewie. But...
And he was very tan. He was very tan. He was an Inuit, I swear. He had some kind of Eskimo blood or something. I don't know.
He was like Charlton Heston in Planet of the Apes if he got stung by a bee. Basically.
Well, more than one, I think, but yes.
Dr. Zayas, do you mind if I sit here with my shirt and buttons?
And off. Button your shirt. You look like a Pollock. Sit in there.
He didn't wear, let's not give the, he did not wear a loincloth.
Yeah.
He wore carpenter pants.
Thank God, yeah. Thank God he had pants on. I was like, what the hell is this? Yes. You wouldn't think that was weird. You came over to my apartment like, oh, it's my old-time friend, you know.
Hey, I've met your family who were severely delusional thinking I'm related to you, so you got no room there.
Hey,
so.
At least they had their clothes on, didn't they?
That's true. They did have their clothes.
You didn't have their shirts all unbuttoned.
I don't know what to say. That's the way it always
was. I'm going to take my clothes off in your apartment.
It was always, I guess he was warm. I don't know.
Why don't you send a friend over here? Well, yeah.
I just assumed he was warm. That's all I assumed.
Anybody will do, I don't care.
Oh,
I just
gosh.
Assumed he was warm. Yeah, well, yeah. I don't know.
Well, it certainly wasn't impressive to look at or anything. It's not like he was had a six-pack or something. He just was
yeah,
a really tan, fat guy.
Like Louis Anderson sitting around.
He wasn't as fat as Louis Anderson, was he? I'm a carpenter. You got anything to drink around here?
That's okay. Or Big K Cola.
That's right, my Big K. My Big K.
Big K Cola. Bob can't afford Coke.
That's right, my Shasta. Love the Shasta.
Bob can't afford Coke, so he's going to have Big K Cola.
Oh, I couldn't afford Coke. I could hardly afford Big K back then.
Couldn't afford napkins either. I think I'm going to sit here with my beach towel and mop up with my beach towel.
That's what I would do. Fuck.
Yeah. I know.
It was college. What the hell do you want, man?
Oh, we're just slapping ourselves with beach towel.
That's what I would do.
Go to Wendy's and steal napkins. What do you mean?
I could not afford to go to Wendy's. I was drinking fucking Big K. Come on, man. Get
you
to
go
Wendy's.
In there. You use the bathroom. You come back out. You
take a bunch of napkins.
And,
you were eating at Wendy's every night, you rich fucker.
I would have stole you some napkins. I didn't know.
Well, you could have done it at a charity and just brought over a whole bundle.
I just thought you like tucking your bath towel into your shirt and eating like that.
I did. I would do it again today. I don't care.
Do you like corn on the cob? I do.
Hum, I hum. Do.
It's buttery.
I think I had burritos. I was eating burritos.
Hey, Mark, do you want a bib like this? Oh, that's all right, Bob.
That's all right.
I'll just use my chest hair. Will soak it up.
That butter will go good with my tan later tomorrow.
This fat has crevices like a gutter.
Oh, my.
The butter will just drip down the gutter, the crevices.
It's like a watershed. Takes everything away. My boyfriend, Mark. I love him dearly, even though he doesn't button his shirt.
Mark, come on. We kid. We joke. Come on. We're joking, man.
Yeah, I think he buttoned his shirt now, so.
Yeah, no, I'm sure. No, it was just very uncomfortable coming over to your apartment and see some guy semi-nude sitting there in your favorite chair. Like, what the hell is this?
Hey, that apartment, you never knew it was going to happen. So.
Hey, Miles, you want to watch The Thin Blue Line with me and Mark?
That's right.
I don't know.
Oh, you love to come over when the French Club was there. Don't even deny it.
I don't know. Yeah.
You loved all those French Club girls that were over.
Oui, oui. Yeah, I did.
You didn't like them because they were so liberated, so.
No bra. Oh.
All the hairy legs and hairy armpits and everything. Oh, my goodness. Well, all right, well. So you're going to go to this Trek Fest, you're going to go to this new haunted place.
I've got a lot of work coming up, man. Yeah.
I guess so.
Got a lot of work coming up, so.
So if they want to see pictures of these things, how would they do that, Miles?
They need to go to something called Facebook. It's kind of
Never heard of it.
And I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I will not have them on Twitter, though, because I don't really believe in Twitter, although I'm on it. But
Oh, come on now. What's going on?
I don't believe it.
I should see if my friend Mark's out there on Facebook or Twitter.
No. Let's not bring him into this.
I should look through my old albums and see if I got any pictures of him.
No, we don't need to. No, I don't think we need to friend Mark.
He was always a good one for beer money.
The reason why I invited him down here for beer money.
He had money. He always had money.
Upward rich, Bob.
He had a skill. He had a trade. He was a carpenter.
Let's get some whores.
He always had some scratch to help out in the bind. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I bet. Wow,
unlike you, Mr. Hoarder, you won't even bring me Wendy's napkins.
You didn't ask.
Yeah, I guess I didn't. Because I didn't care. I had a beach towel.
My apartment to go get them. You wouldn't come to my apartment to go get them. So
that's true. I wouldn't come there because I got panhandled every time I tried to come over there.
Hey, man, you got weed?
Oh, my God.
Got weed. Sorry.
I couldn't handle it, so.
Yeah.
All right, well, look up Miles on Facebook to see his red orb picture and many others coming from Trekfest and his other ghostly adventures.
Yay!